You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Friday, March 15th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. Joining me today is Evan Meyer from the Crookston Blue Line Club. And Evan, how are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being on. And so what is your role with the Crookston Blue Line Club?
I am currently the president of the Crookston Blue Line Club. That is a youth hockey fundraising group in Crookston. We are a nonprofit. Our primary goal is to support the city financially, and it's hockey players through fundraising. We also offer equipment for the kids to little to no cost. We operate the concession stand at the arena. We run some fall and spring programming. We're just there to help youth hockey in Crookston, help keep it affordable.
So. Yeah, and you guys do a lot, as you just rattled off a lot of things that you guys are doing, and you have another big thing that's coming up tonight. It's going to be the Blue Line Club Fun Night.
Yes, that's going on at the Eagles tonight. We have a nice dinner going on. I think there's still about 12 meal tickets left, so if you want to come on up and you haven't got on the list, you can pay at the door, walk on in. Otherwise, if you just want to come up to the silent auction, that's just, you can come on in for free, have a couple drinks up at the Eagles. We'll have a DJ tonight for entertainment. We have a big silent auction going on, a couple raffles, some other fun little games going on up there too. So if you're looking for something to do on a Friday night, this is a good place to be.
And what time is it going to start at?
Doors open at 5 o'clock. The meal is at 6. The silent auction, I think, goes until 8 o'clock at night. And the entertainment will be starting about that time too. I think it goes until probably bar close or whenever it just falls apart. yeah. Yeah. So
there's going to be a dinner. So what's going to be served tonight?
We have prime rib. I think it's chicken Kiev and walleye option available. So like I said, there's 12 tickets left for that. And then once that's sold out, there'll be no more meal tickets served. But if you still want to come up, you can, and check out everything else we have going on.
Yeah, so what else is going to be going on tonight after the dinner?
The silent auction, we have had a lot of businesses in town step up and donate items. One of the big ones tonight is former Crookston Pirate and current Wisconsin Badger head coach Mike Hastings has donated tickets in a weekend package for 4 tickets, 2-night hotel stay for a hockey series next season in Madison, and then he'll personally take you on a tour of this facility. So that's going to be up. I think we have a gun up there tonight, a grill. There's a lot of different stuff. You'll just have to come and check it out. So
yeah, and there's a lot of stuff that's not just hockey related too, as mm-hmm. you mentioned. So this really is an event for everyone.
Yep, it's for the community. It all benefits the kids in town. You know, like I said earlier, hockey's a really expensive sport to play, and our main goal is to help keep those costs low. And this is a huge thing that we do to help offset those costs. The Blue Line Club pays for all of the tournaments in Crookston, and that's a huge financial burden to put on all the parents and families in the cities. So we step up through fundraising, and we pay all the tournament entry fees. We sanction the home tournaments. We pay for all of the away tournaments, district tournaments. If our teams make it to regionals or the state tournament, we pay those entrance fee costs. This money, too, also goes to player sponsorships. If we have kids in the city that can't afford to play hockey, we step up and cover those costs for them. We provide, you know, helmets, gloves, shin pads, you name it, for the smaller kids who need it that are just getting into hockey. So, like, a lot of the money we raise tonight goes into that also. So,
yeah, and why should people support hockey?
I just think now more than ever it's important to get kids out there doing something. It's a great sport. It's a great team bonding thing. You learn a lot of life lessons from hockey, how to be a good teammate, working through adversity, getting along with other people. I just think, like, too many kids are indoors nowadays. They're not doing anything physical. Hockey's just a great way to do all of that. And let's face it, winters are very, very long in Minnesota. And there's nothing better than just throwing on your skates and going out on ice, whether it's at the arena, whether it's outside. I mean, we have a great Learn to Skate program and Might program in Crookston that's free. You know, that had a great turnout this year. Our other youth numbers are improving. Hockey brings a lot of people to Crookston. Any weekend, there's always games going on. I know it's really big for the businesses when we have tournaments and there's multiple teams here. I mean, I would find it hard to believe that any other youth organization in Crookston brings the amount of visitors or business to the city than we do, or we help do. And that's just not us. I mean, hockey is a park and recreation program in Crookston, but we are here to support that. So,
yeah, and obviously, as you were mentioning earlier, the Blue Line Club doing so many things, not just putting on an event like this, but you're at the concessions every game at the Crookston Sports Center, and you're doing so much more than that as well.
Yeah, we also do have a gun raffle going on right now. That drawing will be held next Friday. And then this summer, we will have our annual Blue Line Club Golf Scramble, and that takes place the Friday of Oxcart Days. That's our other big fundraising event. And then we also do a very large cash raffle in the summer leading up to the Golf Scramble. So between that and then the fun night, those are really big fundraising efforts we have outside of the concession stand that we run. Also, if any businesses are interested in advertising at the arena, you can contact our executive director, Katie Fee. All of the advertising on all of the boards around the arena, we take care of all of that too, and that goes back to the kids and back to the facility.
Yes, and it's really important to stress that all the money that you guys raise, it goes right back into the kids to provide them with those experiences that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah. That is the biggest thing there too, is like, it's not about any one individual. It's about the program and the city as a whole. The arena is a huge asset to our community. It's also a big cost, too. Youth hockey is a big cost, and, you know, we want to keep that going. We want to encourage it. We want kids to have a good experience, and we want to help them financially along the way, so, like, it can be done.
Yeah, and it's also difficult when hockey, you know, you can't play it year-round like basketball, where you can play it indoors in the winter and outdoors in the summer. You're really limited as to when you can play it, too.
Yep. So, I mean, like I had said, winters are long here, so it's nice to be able to have your kids do something, so just instead of sitting in front of a TV all winter.
Well, traditionally, they're long. This year, it's been a little bit different.
Yes.
So, again, the Crookston Blue Line Fun Night, that's going to be tonight. Where's that going to be at?
Crookston Eagles Club, the doors open at 5, meal is at 6, silent auction goes till 8 p.m. I think our games, our raffles will be going till 9, and then there is a DJ to wrap up the night. So come on up, dance, spend a little money, have some fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a great event, and there's still some meal tickets available.
Yep,
right?
Yep. There is 12 meal tickets left. They will be available at the door. If you get there and they are out, though, you can still stay up there. It costs nothing to get up to the silent auction or the dance or anything like that. If you do want to eat, though, an individual ticket is $40, or if you're a couple, it's $60, and there is about 12 left.
All right, and then after the meals, there's going to be games. What games are going to be going on?
We'll have horse boards going on. We will have a big board raffle going on where you buy a square, and if your number gets pulled, you'll win that amount of money. I think we might have some other raffle tickets available for sale. We'll have our additional gun raffle tickets for sale. It's just a good time to come up, get together. You know, it's something to do on a Friday night in town, and it always has a really good turnout. So,
yeah, and you guys are, as a matter of fact, getting all that set up right now.
Yes. Our board members are currently at the Eagles setting up tables, setting up the silent auction, getting everything ready for the community to come on up and support a really good cause.
Yeah, it should be a really great night. And if people have any questions, or you mentioned maybe businesses advertising on the boards, or any questions regarding the Blue Line Club, how can they get in reach with you guys?
You can reach out to Katie Fee. She's our executive director for the Crookston Blue Line Club. Or you can reach out to any board member. Our information is available online through the CrookstonBlueLineClub.com. If you go over into our section on the website of home, contact, all of the information is on there. Also, if you're interested in donating, you can go to givemn.org and search Crookston Blue Line Club. This is a way to give online, whether that's a one-time payment, or if you'd like to set up a recurring monthly payment, that's another option if you're not in the community here. You just want to do something through the internet that way.
All right. So a lot of ways how people can get involved, whether, you know, it's tonight with donating or also at any time. And you can set that up for whenever. You can even set up for monthly payments as well.
Yeah. That's something new. We do have a couple people that are giving monthly through it. And that's givemn.org, search Crookston Blue Line Club. And yeah, you can just click the big green button, one-time donation, monthly donation, anything you want. I know there's a lot of people that always reach out to us that are former Crookston hockey players that no longer live here, and they're always wondering how to give back. So this is just a different avenue to do that instead of sending a physical check in the mail or driving all the way up here to, you know, come to our fun night or golf scramble or anything else like that.
Yeah, so you can help out anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, that's really important to us. It goes back to the kids, goes back to the community. You know, I just want to say, like, thank you, obviously, to everyone who's donated to our silent auction or donated money for our fun night, all the people that have registered and prepaid for their tickets. Like, we really appreciate it, and we're really looking forward to seeing you guys tonight.
Yeah, it should be a really exciting night tonight. And, well, the fun doesn't stop tonight. There's still some events going on here in the next month or so.
Yep. We have our big gun raffle next week drawing. There is also, we are sponsoring 3-on-3 Stanley Cup hockey. That's for the youth kids in our town. It's just the 3-on-3 league that we run in the spring. And then in the summer here, we will have our golf scramble in the Friday of Oxcart days. So that's coming up too.
Yeah, and so how important is it to be sponsor like that 3-on-3 that you guys are going to be doing here coming up, and especially for getting the really, really young kids involved in hockey to start them at a young age?
Yeah, it's just a nice opportunity for the kids to stay on the ice. So the Blue Line Club purchases the ice from the city for the month of April. So the reason we have ice in April is because of the Blue Line Club. Otherwise, the city would take the ice out. So we pay the city a rental fee, and then we put on this programming for the kids to keep them on the ice. It doesn't so much affect the older kids because, you know, you're looking at your 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th graders and above. They're busy with spring sports. But what is there for the kids younger than that to do in April before, you know, summer, spring really gets here? So that's just one of the opportunities we provide, you know, doing the 3-on-3. There's also power skating that goes on. We offer open hockey, open skating, things like that. So,
yeah, and this goes back to what we've talked about a couple of times. You guys do so much for the kids, and at the end of the day, an event like tonight, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, we just would really like to see and appreciate if everyone from the community came on up tonight, bid on some silent auction items, had fun. We just want to see everyone. It's a really, really good thing to do in town, and it's something to do, and we like putting it on, so.
So about a dozen meal tickets. They are still up for grabs?
Yep. Well, first come, first serve, walking up at the door. $40 for a single, $60 for a couple.
And then if you just want to participate in the games and the raffles and the silent auction, there's no charge, right?
No cover charge. Just come on up. We'd love to have you. The Eagles always puts on a good spread. They've got a great bar area. They're wonderful hosts. Like, we couldn't obviously do it without them. So we also want to support them tonight too.
And again, what time does everything get started off?
Doors open at 5, meals at 6, silent auction items get pulled at 8, and I think the games go till 9, and then there'll be a DJ tonight for the entertainment and dance portion of it.
Sounds like a great event. And anything else you'd like to mention?
No, just thanks for having us on. Thanks for letting us promote this and being longtime sponsors of Crookston Youth Hockey and the Crookston Blue Line Club. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Evan, for coming on today's Valley Talk program, and enjoy tonight.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, as that was Evan Meyer from the Crookston Blue Line Club on today's Valley Talk program.